This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio, heard weekdays from noon to one. Fight Back with Libby Znaimer on Zoomer Radio with guest host Bob Komsic.
And have you got yours yet? The flu shot. Libby's had guests in recently talking about the importance of getting it. And as she probably mentioned, she got hers. So did you get it? The regular dose or the high dose for those 65 and up? And you might have a hard time finding that one, as we're going to get into with our guest. 416-360-0740, toll free 1-866-744-740. And rolling up your sleeve for Dr. Jeff Habert, who joins us. Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Just get you to move in and cuddle the mic a little bit there, and all will be better, and we'll be able to hear you and your comments, Doctor. The high dose vaccine. Let's start with that if we can. How difficult is it to get it?
You know, let's put the high dose vaccine in perspective first of all.
Hang on, I'll get you to restart there. Technical problem. So go ahead, Doctor.
Let's put the influenza in perspective first of all with our seniors.
So the high dose vaccine, as you correctly mentioned, is for those over the age of 65. About 10% of our seniors will get the flu. They get sicker if they get the flu because there's a concept called immunosenescence where they're more likely to get the flu and the flu is more severe and their response to vaccines is less. So it's 10% of the population are 10% of seniors will get it. They only compromise about 15% of the population, yet they account for 70% of the hospitalizations and 90% of the deaths. So clearly it's very important for seniors. So the reason the high-dose vaccine was formulated is the standard vaccine in people over the age of 65 is about 30 to 40% effective. For those under 65, about 60 to 70% effective. So the high-dose vaccine was formulated. It's four times the dose, and it's about 25% more effective than the standard dose vaccine for seniors. The problem, as you now ask, is it's been a little bit tough to get this season. Similarly, last season, there seems to be a shortage. We're not sure why. Public Health sent a notice yesterday saying that we will not have more stock now till early December. And if we need to, then use the standard dose vaccine. So we've been doing that if we have to. And people are asking me, and what I'm saying is, if they're really high-risk seniors, I'm giving them the standard dose vaccine. They need to be vaccinated. I don't want to wait till December. I don't know when. If they're very well seniors and they don't have a lot of chronic illness, I will have them wait for the high-dose vaccine. And if they're snowbirds and they're going south, I'm telling them, pay the $30 or $40 in the States and get it when you get there. So if you're going to the States, certainly wait and get it in the States. So I'm not sure what's going on. They're saying that we will have it in December. So let's hope it's there in December.
So there was a shortage last year.
Yep.
There's a shortage now in the flu season, even though the campaign's underway, but the flu season really, I guess, hasn't really arrived just yet,
right.
Although there's people out there that have already under the weather. Then how is it that this couldn't have been planned better so that even before a flu season starts that makes no sense.
I can't speak for the ministry.
I know you're not.
Public health. I can't speak for the manufacturer. You're right. You would have hoped that would have been planned better because we knew it was coming. And interestingly, we knew that the flu season in Australia was not worse than last year. It was earlier than last year. So we saw an earlier flu season. It doesn't seem to be so severe. It seems to be very similar to what we have this year. The one issue we have this year so far that a little different than last year is this year, the most prevalent virus seems to be H3N2, which is more severe in the elderly. So it's more of a problem. It causes more hospitalizations, more complications from influenza. So we'll see. It's still early times. And frankly, if you're a well senior, I have no problem with you waiting till early December and I just got my flu shot a few days ago because I usually like to wait. It lasts on average 4 months, let's say. So a couple of weeks from now isn't terrible in most people, except for those that have chronic conditions. But saying that, we know that half of seniors have one comorbid condition that puts them at an increased risk. So half of our seniors have lung disease or heart disease or cancer or diabetes or kidney problems, which does put them at an increased risk of complications. In those seniors, I have to wrestle the pros and cons of waiting 2 or 3 weeks for the high dose. And frankly, today, I was in the office this morning. I've stopped waiting this morning. I saw quite a few seniors this morning, and I said, you know what? You're here. You came from downtown. I'm going to give you the shot today. I'm not waiting. Because I don't know if it's going to be December 1st or December 8th or December 15th. I gave them the regular dose vaccine today.
So when they came in, did they say, okay, give me the high dose? Or did they just come in, roll up the sleeve,
no,
and assume that you know what they need?
So well educated this year. So amazing that I will tell you the vast majority of my patients are asking for that special seniors vaccine. Like, they really do know. And it's disappointing because some of them have traveled a long way to come in to see me for whatever reason and coincide it with the vaccine. But a lot of patients, because during flu season, we just give shots. You don't have to see the doctor. A lot of patients have come from wherever, Mississauga, Barrie, downtown, to get their flu shot. They're 70 years old. They're expecting their high-dose vaccine. And we're saying, we're really sorry, Mrs. Smith. Today, we're going to give you the standard dose vaccine. Or more, what we've been doing prior to today is we've been saying, sorry, Mrs. Smith, you'll have to come back in 3 weeks. Today's the first time I've started saying, okay, I'm not sure when we're getting it, and I'm worried about you, Bob. I got to give you the vaccine today.
And what's the reaction in most cases? Do they say, you know best, fine, I'll do that?
They're
or do
okay.
they kind of grumble
They're
under
okay.
their breath?
And you know, if some of them are upset, I put it in perspective. The high-dose vaccine is 25 or 24% better, true. But getting a vaccine is the most important thing in flu season. It's such a big deal to get vaccinated generally. You need to be vaccinated to prevent this. It's a really big deal. I mean, last season in Canada, we had 3,500 deaths across the country. That's not a small number. We had 200,000 emergency room visits. So these are really, really big numbers. And we have the stats. If you're a senior that gets influenza and you get hospitalized, your chance of dying is about 10%. Those are really big numbers.
416-360-0740 or toll-free 1-866-744-740. Have you received your flu shot yet? And if so, were you able to, if you're 65 and older, were you able to get the high dose, or what was your experience? Dr. Jeff Habert in studio here, and he's talking about personally what he's seen on the front lines with his patients, and he's had to give them the regular dose because he's already out, and you're saying, doctor, around maybe mid-December you should...
Early. I'm hoping early December. The notice we got yesterday, and we're a very large clinic. We have 13 doctors. So the notice we got yesterday is give the standard dose vaccine. We're expecting the vaccine in December.
Dr. Jeff Habert, who in addition to being a family physician, the doctor is an assistant professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the U of T. Doctor, thanks again for being here. And we've got Fausto in Toronto, and something tells me, Fausto, that it doesn't matter whether it's the high dose, low dose, you're not interested.
No, I heard it's been confirmed that a lot of these vaccinations have monkeypox, lead, although Canada reduced their lead a couple of years ago. Lead, in addition to mercury, if I'm not mistaken, and mercury is highly toxic. It's not supposed to be in the human body. As a result, avoiding mercury in vaccination since the year 2003, I've never taken a vaccination and I've never been sick. Maybe once I was sick, but I think the odds of me getting sick once in 15 years is likely whether I take a vaccination or not.
Okay, doctor.
How old are you, Fausto?
The toxins are still of mercury are still in the vaccination, whether I'm 64 or 43.
No, I'm just because the older you are, the more likely you're to suffer complications from influenza. I mean, obviously, this isn't the program where we're going to debate vaccine safety, but we do know that there is no better way to prevent influenza than getting vaccinated. And as I mentioned 3,500 people died in Canada last year. If you get the flu, the chance of being hospitalized is significant. But I think more importantly for the younger people is protecting your parents, protecting the elderly and the immunocompromised people around you. So you may say, you know what, I'm a strong guy, I don't need it, but I don't think your parents are as strong, and I'm certainly there are people around you that are not as strong. So I get what you're saying, and I've heard it all. I've been in practice for 30 years, and this isn't the venue to debate it, but I can tell you the vaccines are not only extremely effective, they are exceedingly safe, exceedingly safe.
Well, I'm not saying that I'm strong, and I'm not here to debate. I wasn't debating. I was just stating the reason why many people don't trust vaccinations, and maybe if the non-trustworthy government were to not have mercury or monkeypox, as confirmed by one of the makers who's asked, did you ever get a vaccination? He said no. Have your children been vaccinated? No. Would you ever let your children be vaccinated with this vaccination? He said no. Everybody laughed. That's something to play with.
Right. I mean, I understand it. Honestly, like I've said, there's many people that feel the way you do, and I don't think this is the place to debate, but I think vaccines would really help you and your family.
Okay, Fausto in Toronto, we're moving along to Joan in Burlington. Thanks for calling in, Joan.
Okay, to begin with, let me just say I'm 84 years old, and I do have a heart condition. I have been having, I've had the flu vaccine since about 1992. Last year, when the high dose came in, I phoned up my office because my doctors, I was told, we're all out. Call again. So I called three times last year. Eventually, I just gave up. I went to the drugstore and got my vaccine at the drugstore. I've never had any reactions to it. I've been very fortunate. I have not had flu since I started taking flu shots. And this year, again, I went to the drugstore and got my flu shot.
You know what? It's interesting, Joan, because as I mentioned, and it's great that you got the vaccine because you're the person that we really want to have the vaccine. And as I mentioned, even the standard dose vaccine is 30 to 40% effective. Mm-hmm. And even if you're to get influenza and you've had the standard dose vaccine, the chance of serious complications is decreased by about 60 to 70%. Mm-hmm. So you've done the right thing. You're right. In a perfect world, if you could easily have gotten the high dose vaccine, I would prefer it because it's a little bit more effective. But as you said, this year it wasn't available. It was easier for you to just go to the pharmacy. And I don't disagree with what you did. I think it was good.
Now, the thing is, if my family are coming around and I say, you got a cold, do not come anywhere near me.
Yeah, that's fair. And you know, but there is a little bit of a difference between a cold and influenza. But I agree with you. You don't need to get in. And remember, hand washing, lots of hand washing.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I keep telling my kids, get your flu shots.
Right.
Anyway, that was my story.
Thanks a lot, Joan.
Okay, thank you, Joan. And the hand washing, let's touch on that, the importance of that.
So, you know, hand washing is the most important thing you do. It's funny because I was reading an article on studies on soap and water. Soap and water is the best. And I read, I think it was on CDC, that they're saying soap and water for the count of two happy birthdays. So you sing the happy birthday song twice, and that's how they teach kids. Wash your hands with soap and water.
How many do that? Really?
Nobody does that.
No.
Failing
it's a few that, seconds and that's it.
Okay, failing that, alcohol-based sanitizers are great for influenza. They work very well. They don't work as well for all viruses. Like there's some gastrointestinal viruses that aren't killed by alcohol-based sanitizers. But if we're talking about influenza, alcohol-based sanitizers work very well. And everyone can carry one of those in their purse. And you got to be careful because the flu virus lives on inanimate objects for 1 to 2 days. That's obscene. So you sneeze on a doorknob or touch a doorknob after your sneeze, that virus is on the doorknob for 24 to 48 hours. The next guy that touches the doorknob and then touches his face, nose, or eyes is going to likely get influenza. So in the winter, lots of Purell or whatever alcohol-based sanitizer you're using, wash your hands carefully. And honestly, it's autumn. We talked about this. I don't ideally in the winter not liking to shake hands. I'd rather do the fist bump. I am washing my hands very, very often. In public places, I try not to touch doors. And if I do, or if I have to, I'll use a sanitizer after it because you're going to get it that easily. And remember, these droplets can be spread 6 feet. So you're on a plane and planes is a very closed environment. Someone sneezes, they have influenza, you're in the row in front of them. there's a good chance you're going to get one of these viral droplets.
Oh, great. Ron and Georgina, thanks for calling in. Go ahead, Ron.
Hello there, yes. I got the high dose 2 weeks ago, so it's in my system now.
Good for you.
Lucky you.
And I just got my physical yesterday. I'm just on my way now to get some blood work done for my physical. So, no. And you talk about sanitizing your hands?
Yep.
I have a bottle in my truck.
Good for you. So you're all prepared.
I make my own hand sanitizer up.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Vinegar, rubbing alcohol, and a little bit of liquid soap.
Right. So you're all set for the winter, Ron. That's great.
I've been doing this for years. Every time you touch one of those shopping carts or an ATM machine, you got what the last person has.
Interesting, the two that you mentioned right there, and how many of us go shopping, and how many of us go to the ATM. So,
yeah. You touch that shop, and I have the habit of touching my face.
Yep, and that's how you're going to get it. You're going to pass it along.
And once you touch your eyes, it's in your system.
Right.
And eyes, mouth, nose, or
eyes, mouth, nose. Absolutely right.
And my son, unfortunately, my son refuses to get it. And he's a bus driver for TTC.
Yeah, he's very high risk. I mean, your son, I'd want him to get it more to protect you than to protect him, actually.
Yeah. He doesn't visit it up because he's busy. But I keep telling him those buses are like incubators.
Absolutely.
Yeah, like the plane. Like the plane the doctor was talking about.
They're incubators on wheels.
Yep, think of every railing in your bus. Absolutely.
Anyway, I've been getting the flu shot for years, sanitizing my hands for years, and I haven't had a sniffle, and I can't remember the last time.
That's great to hear.
Good for you.
Everybody out there, get your flu shot.
There you go. So you don't need the doctor. You got Ron and Georgina reminding everyone.
I got a beautiful doctor in Georgina.
Okay. Thank you so much, Ron. And as he was talking there, and as you were talking, and I kind of leaned on my chin here a little bit, and my fingers went close to my mouth and nose, and quickly withdrew, and I went, no, what are you doing? But I first thing when I come in the morning, clean everything around. Right. You know, not germaphobe like Howie Mandel or anything, right. But you just gotta clean it up. You know, just to try to reduce the possibility of picking something up. Now, again, the high dose vaccine. So you're hoping early to mid-December that you'll get it. And I'm sure
everyone will get it. I mean, everyone should get it. All family doctor's offices. I think people need to understand pharmacies do not and will not have the high dose vaccine.
Yeah,
they're
don't go
only
there.
For physicians' offices. So we're expecting we're going to have it all back in December, and we will definitely get it back. So if you're a well senior and you can wait, then wait.
And you're hoping. When might you have an idea if maybe you're being strung along unintentionally and it might be later? Would you have an idea by the start of the month if it's coming?
I hear what you're saying because we were told we were actually going to get some this week, and then we got the letter saying hello in December. So December 1st, we're going to be calling public health and saying, can we come pick up our vaccines? They're going to say no, they're not in till December 4th, but we'll have a sense because we will start calling on December 1st.
And that's the thing. If you're listening out there wondering, well, you go to the doctor, you come in and he or she shrugs their shoulders and is saying, sorry, I don't have it. You just heard the doctor saying if by the beginning of December he hasn't received any, he's on the phone, he's on the computer, he's getting in touch saying, I've got a lot of people asking for this. Where is it? You promised it. Where is it, right?
But we have it in writing. It's coming in December.
Okay. Just got to check that signature, and that's the person you get in touch with, right? As long as it isn't signed, sincerely yours, flu team, when you can't, you know, nail one person, it's like, oh, okay, we're being vague here, are we? Anyway, hopefully the ministry will still be kind to me. Anyway, Dr. Habert, if we can, in wrapping up, in stressing a point, whether it's the high dose, the regular vaccine, to really drive home the point.
I mean, I think the point is, number one, honestly, in flu season, all year, though, hand washing. Hand washing is number one. Number two, especially in flu season, get the vaccine. The targets in Canada, public health would like 80% of our seniors to be vaccinated. Last year, we got to 70%. Get the vaccine. In a perfect world, get the high-dose vaccine because it's 25% better. But just get vaccinated because it really will protect you. And even if you get the flu after being vaccinated, you're offered extra protection.
Thank you very much, Dr. Jeff Habert, family physician and assistant professor in the Department of Family and Community Medicine at the U of T. Thank you, doctor.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for your time. Bob Komsik in for Libby Znaimer, who is a little under the weather. Hopefully, Libby is getting better and we'll be back tomorrow. If not, guess who? That's right. You're listening to Fight Back on Zoomer Radio.
You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one. You're listening to an exclusive podcast of Fight Back on Zoomer Radio. Heard weekdays from noon to one.
This podcast is proudly produced and presented by the Zoomer Podcast Network, home of great podcasts like Marilyn Lightstone Reads, Idea City on the Air, and The Garden Show.